This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we have Pradeep Kumar, the co-founder of The Art of Self-Healing, a company that takes Indian wisdom with a holistic approach to help people maintain and improve their health and wellness. And Pradeep, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. So for starters, and a great place to start, what are the five steps or rituals for better sleep? Who doesn't want to get better sleep?
Okay, so basically, you know, rituals are something we do throughout the day, and it is just not while trying to sleep. And one of the major things is that you try and put away your emotional pain, emotional wound, or obsessive emotional chatter, because as far as sleep is concerned, it is a barometer of your well-being. So it is one of the most significant functions of a human life. And so in order to get to the place where we want to be, we need to exercise certain things. For example, we need to do the breathing exercises. We need to basically do some foot massages, which helps greatly, and also some head massages right before sleep. More importantly, taking a good lukewarm shower can help greatly in helping you to sleep. So that's essentially what it does.
That sounds pretty awesome right there. And you spoke of breathing techniques. What are the seven breathing techniques before going to sleep?
Okay, so there are certain techniques. I'm not going to mention and confuse your audience into Sanskrit words, so I'll just put it in plain English. It's called as I am spirit breathing. That's number one. And there is a bellows breathing. And also there is illumination of skull breathing. There is external retention breath, and also alternate nostril breathing, and bee breathing. And last but not the least, there is ocean sound breathing. So we have actually mentioned all of these techniques in our book. So if you read through it, you will be pretty much well-versed in getting to do this more and more. And of course, practice makes it perfect. So you get to practice the right way. And more importantly, you have to do this in its sequence. You cannot do one after the other. So you can't mix and match it. You got to go through that sequence. That's very important. Just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, certainly appreciate it, and some good information there. Tell us also, what are the 10 sleep codes? I understand that's some good information that you do mention quite a bit. Get into that a little, if you would.
Okay, so code number one, we have written about value sleep. Code two is about sleep education and training. So many of them are not aware about how to sleep right, how to sleep well. Third one is bringing harmony into your life. Fourth is develop a positive attitude. Number five is conquering your emotions. Number six is developing a happy mind. Number seven, as we discussed, is about pranayama, which is breathing techniques. Number eight is stress and anxiety. And number nine is all about energy healing. And number 10 is doing your sleep rituals. So like I mentioned, all these sleep rituals needs to be done over the course of the day. So it's just not when you go to sleep, but you can keep on practicing it through the course of the day, which will give you that benefit of a very nice deep sleep.
And that is certainly what we need. And that certainly is a road and a path to a healthy lifestyle, having proper sleep, and we really appreciate all the information shared so far. Today, we're speaking with Pradeep Kumar, the co-founder of The Art of Self-Healing, a company that takes Indian wisdom with a holistic approach to help people maintain and improve their health and wellness. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Pradeep, what are the external factors to avoid when preparing to sleep?
So it is always recommended that you stay away from your screens at least 2 hours before your sleep time. It is also advisable that you quieten your mind, you calm yourself a lot better. Certain people actually, you know, get into the habit of doing their accounting before they actually go to bed. And they want to make sure that their books are all tallied, et cetera. That's the worst practice you can ever do because you're adding to your stress, which you really don't want. And so when you quieten your mind and when you actually go into these practices, it actually helps you sleep much better. More importantly, it's all about, in the West, we talk about sleeping for so many hours. But in the East, the philosophy is about sleep units. What that means is that if you sleep between the hours of 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., for every hour of sleep, you get 2 units of sleep. And from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., for every hour of sleep, you get 1 unit of sleep. And from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., for every hour of sleep, you get half a unit. After 6 p.m., there is actually no benefits to doing your sleeping or continuing to sleep. So making that consistent timing in your life is very important for you to attain that deep sleep, what we are talking about.
Now, emotions play a factor in our health overall. How do emotions play a part in our sleep?
Right. So basically, you know, we all carry a huge baggage of emotions within us, particularly when we react to situations. It is called anger, it's called pride, and it's sometimes called as envy. So you need to control your outpourings of one's mind, so that we can, you know, escape ourselves from the clutches of a superficial and endless flood of emotional thoughts. So calming exercises are very important because you need to learn to separate yourself from your emotions because you're not your emotions. And so in order to understand that, it is very important that you, you know, take on certain practices in your own life. And there are people who have a lot of emotional pain, emotional wounds, kind of obsessive emotional chatter going on in their minds. They need to quieten that. And the way you can do that is by practicing the breathing, because breathing actually changes the pattern of the way you think. So breathing is associated with our thoughts. And the benefit of the breathing I was talking to you about is that it decreases stress. It improves your sleep quality. You know, it increases mindfulness. It reduces your high blood pressure, improves your lung function, enhances your cognitive performance, reduces your cravings and things like that. So there are, there are countless amount of benefits practicing breathing. The reason it is called pranayama in Sanskrit is because the word prana means life force energy, and yama means control. So it is controlled breathing, what we are talking about. So that is what that word essentially means. So it is very important for one to actually practice that in a very religious way.
Once again, we certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. And of course, you are the co-author of The Sleep Code: Renew Your Lifestyle, Recode Your Mind, and Restore Your Sleep. It is an international bestseller. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip or a takeaway that you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Right. So the only thing I can basically inform people who are struggling to sleep is actually to get into that state where they don't associate themselves with their emotions. You should actually learn to avoid all those thoughts which come to you. And that is what meditation actually teaches you, as to how to avoid those thoughts which constantly bombard you. The moment you learn to practice that, it becomes much more easy. And as far as food is concerned, you need to take food at least 3 hours before your bedtime. And more importantly, it is beneficial if you actually eat a banana 30 to 40 minutes before your sleep time. It actually helps a lot in, making you sleep like a baby. So those are certain things I just wanted to throw out there.
Mr. Kumar, really do appreciate that valuable information shared there in conclusion. If listeners wanted to get more information on the art of self-healing and or pick up your book, The Sleep Code, where's the best place to get further details?
So they can visit us at www.artofselfhealing.ca, and they can download the book from there. Right now, we are offering it for free, so they can find their copy out there and take advantage of it.
Hey, that is a huge bonus right there. We thank you for that. Again, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Pradeep Kumar, the co-founder of The Art of Self-Healing, a company that takes Indian wisdom with a holistic approach to help people maintain and improve their health and wellness. And for all the details, simply visit artofselfhealing.ca. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.